Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today, we dive into the rise of the micro tyrants. We are seeing a dramatic increase in indecency, the lack of reason, and the worst aspects of our society have more power than ever. There's something we can do about it. And those of you that are supporting us at charliekirk.com/support, you are helping to keep this podcast doing two podcasts on every single weekday more than any other conservative podcast or any podcast I can say out there at all. And also one on the weekends. It's charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. Email me your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to thank those of you that are monthly supporters at charliekirk.com/support. We have a private Zoom call that we do once a month at charliekirk.com/support. If you become a monthly supporter, you'll be part of that monthly Zoom call. Buckle up, everybody. Important episode about what we can do to actually stop the spread of tyranny in your neighborhood, your grocery store, all around you. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
The rise of the micro tyrants. Historically, tyrants have weaponized instruments of the state to exact their authoritarianism. We've talked at length about the Red Guard in Mao's China or the KGB in Stalin's Russia. Often military dictatorships, such as Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez, they're always using tyrannical forces to be able to enforce their worldview. But in America, the revolutionaries right now, in this very moment, are attempting to get from point A to B, namely, a liberal democratic republic of law. But in America, the revolutionaries, right now, in this very moment, by attempting to get from point A to B, namely, a constitutional republic of law and order to a socialist one, by way of anarchy. Anarchy has now almost become the gateway drug to authoritarianism. Make everything seem crazy, and then you have a reason to take everyone's life over. Defund the police seems to only apply to lawless behavior. They won't enforce laws if you are breaking them up for social justice, which is just code for cultural Marxism at this point, which is also, by the way, being mandated in college curriculums all across the country. So they're attempting to sow chaos in the streets because chaos actually achieves their end. Chaos is a necessary ingredient so that they can achieve their authoritarianism. But the left will turn the forces of law enforcement against the law-abiding citizens who are rebelling against the fascism of the state. We see this in unlimited examples, most recently in Los Angeles. Mayor Eric Garcetti, who is the mayor of Los Angeles, just announced that he'll be deploying the Department of Water and Power to shut off water and power to homes and businesses that are egregious offenders. This from CBS News. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said on Wednesday that he is authorizing the city to shut off utility service to properties where large parties and gatherings are held. Garcetti said that starting Friday, the LA Department of Water and Power will cut off water and power service in egregious cases where unpermitted large parties and gatherings take place. Later in the article, it reads, "This comes days after a large house party in the Beverly Crest neighborhood of Los Angeles ended in a shooting that left one woman dead and two others hospitalized. Police later said the killing was believed to be gang-related." So a gang fight results in your power being turned off? And we're all supposed to believe that the killing of George Floyd means we need to change the name of the Washington Redskins? They will use whatever excuse they have to seize total control and power. It doesn't matter if it's related or connected. So Los Angeles is seeing crime go through the roof. Gavin Newsom has just announced that he is going to let out 16,000 prisoners early from prison. We are seeing anarchy and chaos in the streets all across America. And because of that, here's why you need to be thinking about home security. Most home security companies trap you with very high prices, tricky contracts, and lousy customer support. So while there are a lot of options out there, there's only one no-brainer, SimpliSafe. With the criminals and the vigilantes coming and killing people and smashing windows, you need a good security system. SimpliSafe has got everything you need to protect your home with none of the drawbacks of traditional home security. Has an arsenal of sensors and cameras to blanket every single room, windows, and doors tailored specifically for your home. I have SimpliSafe, and you should too, because they have professional monitoring that keeps watch day and night, ready to send police, fire, or medical professionals if there's an emergency. You can set it up yourself in under an hour. Just peel it and stick the sensors exactly where you need them. No technician required. So right now, try SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/Charlie. You get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. There's nothing to lose unless you're okay with losing your home. SimpliSafe will prevent that at simplisafe.com/Charlie. So I have a couple of thoughts on the idea of Mayor Eric Garcetti shutting off the water, even though there is gang violence that is spreading throughout that very neighborhood, but he thinks it's the fact that they have water and power and they must be penalized. He says, egregious violations. My first thought, I presume this is a very loose definition that allows him to decide what activities are egregious and which aren't. So rioting isn't egregious, nor is 100,000 protesters in the streets of Los Angeles. Even Czar Fauci is not willing to admit that protesters aren't spreaders of the virus. Remember this with Congressman Jim Jordan? Play tape.
And we know the protests actually increased the spread of the virus. You've said that.
I said crowds. I didn't say specifically. I didn't say protests do anything.
So the protests don't increase the spread of the virus?
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I just want an answer to the question. Do the protests increase the spread of the virus?
I don't have any scientific evidence that anything. I can tell you that crowds are known, particularly when you don't have a mask, to increase the acquisition and transmission. No matter what.
So you don't have a position on whether the protest increased the spread of the virus or don't increase the spread of the virus?
I'm saying that crowds, wherever the crowds are, can give you an increased probability that there's going to be acquisition and transmission.
But do you understand Americans' concern?
And strangely, Mayor Eric Garcetti says unpermitted. I'm sure a BLM Incorporated, which basically is Black Lives Matter Incorporated laundering money under the auspices of trying to call everyone that they are racist, requires 100 people to paint it on the street, which would be permitted by Garcetti, but 100 people that come out to paint a Baby Lives Matter mural would constitute a public health concern and wouldn't be granted a permit. But it's exactly this arbitrary application of the rules in favor of what the tyrants want is exactly their point. They want one thing for you and your beliefs, and another for their worldview. They want strip clubs and pot dispensaries open in New Jersey, but not gyms where people can get healthy. We have an entire interview. I encourage you to listen to our sister episode with Ian Smith, who might go to jail because he has kept his gym open despite no virus cases, and the tyrants are coming after him. So all of this leads to my larger point. When we allow autocrats like Garcetti, Newsom, de Blasio, Whitmer, and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy to act like dictators, we are enabling tyranny up and down the ladder of power, and it's infecting the thinking of everyday, normal Americans. So how are they doing it? Well, the left is using fear to create a citizen army of micro tyrants. The left's operatives in the news media have stirred up a mob to enforce these things themselves. So now we have the Black Square Police. We have the Mask Police. We have pumped our citizens' minds so full of jealousy, envy, which is what BLM is all about, and fear, the Chinese coronavirus, that they are willing to do absolutely ridiculous things to enforce their tyranny on you and me. This is what cancel culture is ultimately rooted in. Power, control, which is the exact opposite of freedom. We are creating and enabling micro-tyrants everywhere. So I mentioned the mask police previously. Consider this story. A California couple filed a police report saying they were maced by a woman for not wearing a face mask in a San Diego dog park. A few minutes after complaining to the couple about not wearing a mask, the woman returned and started spraying mace at the husband. The news outlet that covered the story said this, quote, "The lady who maced him automatically started saying stuff about us not wearing a mask when we were social distancing. There is no one near us," the wife told the outlet. "My husband, being a good guy, walked in front of her and was like, hey, calm down, please, don't do this. And then she grabbed him and just started macing him. She used the entire can on him." 2 months earlier, video showing a group of furious shoppers berating a woman who wasn't wearing a face covering at Staten Island ShopRite went viral over Memorial Day weekend. Play tape.
Get out.
Yeah, grown ass woman that acts like a dirty ass kid.
It's a dirty ass cop. What do you think?
Fucking tree.
And for those of you that can't see the video, this is just a total mob that is descending on a woman for not wearing a face mask. And it was encouraged and supported by Alyssa Milano, who's a total fraud and actually has very low talent. She's not able to succeed in anything at all. And I hope that she'll be able to find meaning in her life because she's a miserable person. She tweeted out, quote, "Never been prouder of growing up in Staten Island." Sam Biederman, a New York City Department of Parks and Recreation official, wrote, "In Staten Island, they call this asking her politely to leave." And a ShopRite corporate spokesperson responded in part by saying, "Preventing the spread of COVID-19 is a shared responsibility." Man, these people would have been phenomenal KGB officers. These people would have been ideal Red Guard members in Mao's China. So take this article from the Miami Herald, recently advising people on, quote, when it was okay to, quote, go off. One of the reasons, they said, when someone at the park isn't wearing a mask. On the first day of open parks in Miami Beach, the city issued 252 warnings for people not wearing masks. "This is why we can't have nice things, people. You don't need a mask if you engage in strenuous activity. But real talk, you're not," it says. "When someone at the grocery store isn't wearing a mask," these guidelines say, "this is quarantine 101. You have to wear a mask in groceries or pharmacies. Everybody should know this. If they are not wearing masks, they've just flown in from the Andromeda galaxy and they haven't been keeping up with the intergalactic news, or they are making some kind of idiotic point." And we do mean idiotic. So journalists are encouraging, advising, and abetting this micro-tyranny. So what happens when it goes too far? So take this example out of Philadelphia recently. A white Philadelphia bar owner was caught on video pulling a gun on a black man, yelling at people for not wearing a face mask at a restaurant, according to News One. I'm not saying either of those people were in the right, and thankfully this incident ended without anyone being hurt. But this is the natural extension of these micro-tyrants. Just like macro-tyrants are just tyrants, people will eventually stand up and fight back. Now, I'm going to say more on this specific incident in Philadelphia, but first, I want to tell you about ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is the software that I and thousands of my fans use every day to protect our data online. In the time since I started using ExpressVPN, hacking methods have grown even more sophisticated. I'm sure many of you are working from home these days, and without your IT department to protect you from online threats, it's important that you take action on your own to secure your devices you use for work. That's why I recommend using ExpressVPN for the best possible protection imaginable. I've been talking about ExpressVPN on my show for so long now that you already understand why encrypting your network is so important, but some of you still haven't acted. Why? Do you just want the Chinese to have access to your phone? That's why you have to go to expressvpn.com/Charlie. You might be thinking that security threats don't affect you personally, but not using ExpressVPN is like leaving your front door unlocked every single time you go outside. Sure, nothing might not happen for years. When a break-in does happen, it's devastating. One of the earliest ways to secure your internet data is with ExpressVPN. You click one button on your computer or smartphone and you're protected. So right now, go to expressvpn.com/Charlie. expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device. expressvpn.com/Charlie. And again, I'm not saying that pulling a gun on anybody is the answer, but the surge of micro-tyranny across America should produce a counteractive surge of courageous people and patriots standing up. So here's how it works. They instill fear in our population. And therefore, the individual who might work at a grocery store or who might be in charge of the boarding process at a certain airline, all of a sudden, they have a new inflated importance. Kind of like the importance that a referee has in a basketball game or an umpire in a baseball game. These people now get to have all the eyes on them and act morally superior. Now, we already know that about 10% of the American population is sociopathic. Part of that population ends up in prison. Much higher likelihood of people that unfortunately suffer from that sort of syndrome of being sociopaths actually end up committing crimes. But the people that end up not doing that, and they might be existing in our culture in every possible job you can imagine, well, now all of a sudden, they get to be very important. Just everyday citizen walking down the street gets to be part of Mao's Red Guard, like the mask police. Now, I'm not making any commentary on whether or not some of these people should be wearing masks to prevent themselves. We've talked about on previous episodes on the Charlie Kirk Show, we've gone deep into that, and I encourage you to check out those episodes. Instead, I think it's very appropriate to ask the question, is this healthy for our country? Is this healthy to have people that no one voted for, that they were never told to have this kind of power, to all of a sudden be emboldened to be able to make these massive tyrannical dictator-like decisions on us all across the country? Where does it end? Where does it end when all of a sudden these micro tyrants all of a sudden start to become very, very dangerous? So do we have any precedent for this? Yes. You see, the Soviet Union was not made possible just because of Joseph Stalin. When you do a deeper dive into Soviet history, you will see that it wasn't just the tyrant Stalin that was able to take power. It was the fact that entire culture basically started to emulate and give cover for Joseph Stalin's tyranny. You see, in order for a communist dictatorship to set in, you must be able to have so much widespread fear and paranoia that thousands of little Joseph Stalins are able to be in control. So in reality, when we look at the history of the Soviet Union, it was the small villages that fell, the tens of thousands of small villages that fell one after the other because Joseph Stalin asked himself to be multiplied. And how is that any different than what's happening now? I'm sure a lot of you have dealt with this in one way or the other, where you might not be wearing your mask completely correctly. Might be an Uber driver, might be a passenger on the plane next to you, someone at Walmart. And they just go off on you. They say, sir, why aren't you wearing a mask? I mean, this happened to me recently where I had my mask on fine. And I actually went down to go use Apple Pay. And if any of you know how Apple Pay works, it takes face identification. So I wasn't taking off my mask to be cute or to make a scene. I was literally dropping my mask so I could pay for a service at a coffee shop. And the guy said, you need to keep your mask on. I said, well, sir, I need to pay for my drink. You just said that I can use Apple Pay to pay for my iced coffee. And he said, well, why do you need to take your mask off? Because it's mask identification. He's like, well, make it quick and I'm going to hold my breath. And I just felt to myself how awful that interaction with that individual became just because he now felt the need and the flexibility and quite honestly, the ability to become a tyrant. And we have to be willing to admit a lot of people actually want to be tyrants. I know that might be a hard thing for those of us that are decent and reasonable to admit. I understand that might be a hard thing for some of us that enjoy Socratic discourse and dialogue and opposing ideas and consider ourselves to be actually very tolerant of the other side. But there are millions of people out there that actually dream of this kind of power grab. They fantasize for the ability, the authority to be able to tell you how to live your life. And the bigger picture point is this actually creates really unhappy people. This creates a miserable society where every person that might be temporarily delivering you a service is all of a sudden empowered to do something nasty to you. And if we don't stand up to this, we will end up like China, where drones manned by the state police force are patrolling neighborhoods, scolding people for breaking social order. They yell messages like, go home and wash your hands. Do not come outside unless necessary. Where is your mask? Wear your mask. Staying at home is contributing to society. In Las Vegas, they have an order. I couldn't believe it. No shoes, no shirt, no mask, no service. They shame you into wearing the mask at all costs, always. And if you don't, they will deploy Mao's Red Guard against you. At this rate we're going, I don't think we have to fear our federal government taking this posture, but would not surprise me to hear that this becomes common practice in a place like California for regular citizens, otherwise known as micro tyrants, to man their own drones and enforce the approved social dogmatic orthodoxy on their fellow citizens. It would not surprise me if all of a sudden we start to see people being ranked by their city governments, their city councils, for not having proper mask protocol, for not socially distancing correctly. We have now abdicated what we knew as pre-existing freedom and liberty to such centralized control that we might never get that freedom and liberty back. You know, people say to me, Charlie, I can't wait to a time when we don't have to wear masks. I say, who's to say that time will ever come? Where's your guarantee of that? How do you know for certain that we'll ever go back to being able to see people's faces together? How do you know for certain we'll ever have baseball games again? You know that? Hope you're right. Can you give me examples of how things continually and always get better and how civilizations actually might not inevitably collapse when you allow such tyranny to exist? Who's to say that it will not spread, take hold, fasten, and the sociopaths will rule our entire society? I hope that's the case. But don't be so sure. Don't be so sure things are going to go back to the way they were. The only way they will is if we actually start standing up and calling out the tyrannies wherever they exist, calling out the authoritarians. Who's to say that 2-year-olds aren't going to be forced to wear masks at all times? Hope so. People say, Charlie, you're being alarmist. Things will go back to normal. Really? Did things go back to normal after abortion was legalized and we exterminated and terminated 61 million unborn children since Roe versus Wade? Did things go back to normal then? Do things go back to normal since BLM has taken power and the riots and the arson and the looting? And don't hold fast that all of a sudden the human inclination is to go back to stability. It isn't. And in fact, actually stability and normalcy in the 20th century especially was the exception, not the rule. The rule is actually tyrants, micro-tyrants, making open-ended promises, judging people on immutable characteristics, and trying to get more and more power. There's a very important book I want to share with you that is more about psychology, and it's been very instructive for a thinker that I care a lot about, Dr. Jordan Peterson. It's actually our book of the week at thinker.org/Charlie. A lot of you know about Thinker, thinkr.org. It allows you to internalize and summarize very important books very quickly and very comprehensively. So the book that we have chosen for this week is Modern Man in Search of a Soul by Carl Jung. Many of you may or may not know, there are two major psychologists that basically built psychology as we know it, Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung. Jung probably won out a lot of the arguments, but Freud got a lot right too. He got a lot wrong as well. But in the book Modern Man in Search of a Soul, it connects exactly what we're talking about, because what we're really living through is the spiritual poverty of the left in the West. This leaves us very vulnerable to awful and terrible ideas that are not rooted in truth, namely utopian ideas here on earth, such as socialism and Marxism, for example, which ultimately leads to tyranny. Again, I want to say this. This is Dr. Jordan Peterson's favorite author and thinkers. The number one thing to know about Carl Jung is that he was a counterweight to Freud, as I mentioned. And all of this you can be found on thinker.org/Charlie. And I just want to brag more on Carl Jung. If you don't know who Carl Jung is, you're missing out. He was a Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst who was founded in analytical psychology. His work has been influential not only in psychiatry, but also in anthropology, archaeology, literature, philosophy, and religious studies. He came to the attention of the Viennese, which means Vienna, from Vienna, founder of psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud. The two men conducted a lengthy correspondence and collaborated on initially joint vision of human psychology. Freud saw in the younger man the potential, basically an heir he had been seeking to carry on his new science of psychoanalysis. Jung's research and personal vision, however, made it impossible for him to bend over to his older colleague's doctrine and schism became inevitable. This division was personally painful and was to have historic repercussions lasting well into the modern day. Jung had completely different opinions on human development, especially around the mother and father role. He created some of the best known psychological concepts, including synchronicity, archetypical phenomena, the collective unconscious, and the psychological complex, and extroversion and introversion. Very impressive guy. So here's what you'll learn in Modern Man in Search of a Soul, which again is our thinker.org/Charlie Book of the Week, thinkr.org/Charlie. The first thing that is a really important insight is the truly modern man is one who's taken on the struggle for higher consciousness and managed to escape the herd mentality. The modern man is proud of humanity's accomplishments, chastened by its capacity for evil and searching for hope. You'll also learn that the West has become materially enriched and spiritually impoverished. Totally agree with that. The West has dominated the East politically and economically, but the East is gaining spiritual ground in the West. And that the realization that physical symptoms sometimes have non-physical roots has profound implications for medical and psychotherapist practice. There must be a more collaborative spirit between the therapist and the clergyman. It's a great book. You can find it on thinker.org/Charlie, thinkr.org/Charlie. Please listen to our sister episode with Ian Smith, where we talk about someone who's standing up to these micro tyrants. All it takes for evil to prosper is for good men and reasonable people to do nothing. Edmund Burke said that many, many years ago. Problems that are not confronted multiply. If you do not stand up against the small tyrannies, the big ones are going to horrify us all. Remember, when people were sent off to the gulags, it wasn't one button that eliminated everyone. It was the people that loaded the trains. It was the people that put them in the camps. The people that polished the weapons that would soon kill millions of people. The people that built the camps. Tyranny is a team sport. It's not a singular exercise. It's a team sport of a cooperative culture that decides it doesn't care about individual initiative or liberty anymore. Are you on team tyranny or are you on team freedom? If you're on team tyranny, then go walk outside right now and scream at someone for not wearing a mask. If you're on team freedom, then find the tyrants, look them in the eyes, and tell them they're cowards until they stop exploiting the weak because they might themselves be in a position of strength. Tyranny takes millions of moving parts to enact itself. We know this right now as there's a million Muslims in concentration camps in China, and no one really seems to care. 1 million Muslims right now are in concentration re-education camps in China, and we say, never again, this is never going to happen again. We're lying to ourselves when we say that. It's happening right now. There's another re-education campaign right now in China that would make the 20th century look like a repeat. Now, they'll make this look like a repeat of the 20th century. So we have a decision to make. Either you're going to stand up against authoritarianism now and not allow the worst aspects of society to all of a sudden have unrestricted power, or we're going to stand, or we will dissolve as a society. It's in your hands. It's in our civilization's hands. If you look at how these massive, unspeakable, horrific, murderous campaigns started, it started with decent people shutting up, reasonable people backing away. And next thing you know, the sociopathic narcissists have all the power and we have to bend the knee to them. I'm never going to do it. That's why I'm doing the podcast that we're doing. And I want to thank those of you that are supporting us at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. You are helping support our program every single day in our podcast at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. Please email me your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Get engaged, get involved on college and high school chapters across the country at tpusa.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit that subscribe button, screenshot it, and email us at freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. Listen to our sister episode where someone does stand up to the big tyranny and the micro tyranny. freedom@charliekirk.com. If there are other questions, check out the sister episode of Ian Smith. Thanks so much, and God bless.